Yeah. Big guys in compact cars. Hope you ready, Kush. About to go down.
This is Eric Kush, 64. This is Big Guys in Compact Cars.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So you from PA?
Yeah, man. I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, just outside in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Where I grew up.
Why didn't you go to Penn State, man? What's up with that?
God, you know, Penn State didn't offer me. And what the heck? Do you feel that? Seatbelt grab you a little
bit? Kinda, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Seatbelt tightens up automatically. That's pretty cool.
You ain't messing around, but they want to make sure you got it on.
Mm-hmm. you know, I wasn't quite a big guy growing up yet. Coming out of high school, I was probably like 230 pounds playing left tackle. So I was a little undersized.
230. Explain the outfit you got going on here, man. What
is this? Got some typical short shorts on, you know, let the legs breathe, get some air in them thighs, you know. Heckin' lately, get some sun on them thighs, you know?
This is what you wear all
Sun's
week?
Come out. This is what I wear all week. Casual short shorts and, you know, this t-shirt I got in Sequoia National Forest. It's a dude with a beard, kind of nature-y around him or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, usually you'll wear a tank top, though, right?
Yeah, I got a tank top on, but man, what's that? What's your temp on the dashboard say over there? Outside 63, not too bad.
I mean, I saw you on Hard Knocks or whatever. So,
Hard Knocks. You
know, we got a star in the car with us right now.
Hard Knocks is fun, man.
Yeah?
It just, you know, it just started off. I filmed me moving into training camp with my luggage and stuff, and I happened to have, you know, 8 tank tops on me or whatever. And different kinds, too.
Just like, so happy.
Yeah, just so happy. You know, casually going to L.A. with tank tops.
I guess.
You know, so I had my Stringer tank. I explained what the different tank.
The G unit. You got the G unit tank.
The G unit.
50 cent.
50. I don't got a 50 cent tank. You know, maybe I'll hit him up on Twitter or something. Like, hey, you got some tanks?
So you just got married?
I got married almost 4 years ago. Working
about
on
4 years.
Yeah, we're getting
okay.
to 4 years. Yeah, we.
Okay.
So we got married.
You didn't just get married.
No.
Been married. Yeah,
we got married the week before my draft back in 2013, so.
Okay.
That was pretty cool, you know, get married, go on a honeymoon, keep your mind off, mm-hmm. you know, football, the draft coming up for the week and everything. And
she's from Pennsylvania, too?
Yeah, she grew up in Pittsburgh, in the south side of Pittsburgh and everything.
What's her name?
My wife's name is Stephanie.
Shout out to Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Love of my life. And we met in college.
You better said that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Y'all, you met in college?
Yeah, we met in good old Cal U, PA.
Yeah.
2 kids. They got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Two kids?
Shout out to Jack Henry.
Baby. Jack Henry.
Shout out
to Alonzo. Alonzo. Yeah. What I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah, got some good boys.
Are y'all done? Y'all gonna have more kids?
Oh man, I tell you. So Jackie,
because I got 4. I got 4.
I want to say we were done. We, you know,
don't
Jack
be done,
Henry,
man.
Our
everybody
oldest.
Need to feel the pain of 4.
I know.
Everybody got to feel.
So our
the
oldest,
pain.
He gets old enough to, you know, he potty trains really well and everything. So he's doing his own thing. You know, he's kind of
don't jinx him, man.
Autonomous, you know.
Don't jinx him.
You know, we're not chasing him around all the time, and then we're like, all right, let's do this again, and. We have our second one, you know, right back to diapers and everything. And we're like, man, this is tough staying up all night again.
Yeah. Who is the better cook? Because I heard you can cook. So
better cook?
Better
I tell
cook?
You what. So, I was in Kansas City for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I discovered smoking, you know, while out there in Kansas City. So I had to buy in about myself a Traeger grill smoker thing. And, you know, learned how to make some, how to do a nice brisket, some burnt ends, which nobody really knows about.
I keep hearing
a
about
lot of
the
people
burnt
forget
ends,
about
man.
Burnt ends, man.
I keep hearing about this.
You know, so, you know, I try pretty hard. Hey, I'm not the best at it. There's some, you know, there's some darn good barbecue in Kansas City. There's some darn good, you know, it seems like everybody can, you know, can smoke a brisket and everything out there.
Man, what you got in this bag, man?
Playbooks these days. I'll get it.
God, dog, man. I'm about to tear my rotator cuff. Lauren.
Yes.
I had a great time with him, but when he left,
mm-hmm.
He had to climb up into his Jeep, and it was like nothing I ever seen before. It was like a Jeep
DeLorean type deal. Wow. Like, it was very old, it was loud, and it was cool. It seemed like it could be fast, but I don't think anybody would be able to sit in that back seat. Like, it was it was different. I never seen anything like it before.
Well, you should have gone for a ride with him. You took him for a ride in your car, you know?
Yeah, the thing is, like, if you got in it, it only has one gas pedal. Like, it doesn't have two gas
pedals. Shots fired. Okay. Okay. Hilarious. Let's take a break.